Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay? Hello? What's up, Macaulay? Hello, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Some technical difficulties here. Sorry about that, folks. You know, of course, in case you didn't hear that, of course, you know, this is a Sports Urban Legend. I'm your host, William Ramo. And, of course, like I said a few seconds ago, on the other line, it's my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. What's up?
Yeah, what happened there?
I think there was technical difficulties on my part. I think I forgot to join. I thought I joined you onto the thing, but
okay.
But I didn't. So that's on me.
All right.
So you know, we're gonna lead off, or should we say tip off, with a little NBA. Talk about the Phil Jackson you know, to the Knicks rumors. You know, we'll talk about the Knicks who are actually playing well, winning three straight. Talk a little bit about LeBron James returning to Cleveland. Talk about, you know, spring training as, you know, both New York teams, the Mets and the Yankees, are getting ready for, you know, the regular season later this month. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk a little WWE, what's going on, and a new addition to the Hall of Fame. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick around and feel free to voice your opinions. You guys know the number. And, of course, let's talk a little NBA basketball. And, of course, you know, the big news the past couple of days is, of course, there's rumors that, well, actually, these rumors are confirmed, basically, that Steve Mills, the current GM of the Knicks, spoke to Phil Jackson a few weeks ago regarding a front office, head coaching position, which basically he would be replacing Mike Woodson, but he turned that down because he has no interest at returning to the NBA as a head coach. And the other rumor is after he turned them down for, you know, coaching the Knicks, they also gave him an offer that he will be, they would want him to work in the front office either as a GM or as a consultant. So according to all the reports, he's going to wait until next week to make his official decision whether or not if he's going to continue to reject the Knicks, you know, pursuing him, or he'll finally accept the position. Or obviously, if he has full, you know, autonomy. And, you know, we'll see if Phil Jackson, at the age of, I believe he's, what, 69 years old? 68, 69? So,
yeah.
You know, hopefully, you know, hopefully he'll have the same success as Red Auerbach, you know, the other successful NBA coach and executive of all time, you know, as a member of the Celtics. And, of course, Pat Riley, the former Knick and Heat, you know, head coach and Laker head coach also, just like Phil Jackson.
Yep.
And he made the transition as well as the Miami Heat executive. And, of course, you know, he won three championships, all three with, you know, with Dwayne Wade. And these last two with the new additions of LeBron James and Chris Bosh, you know, helping them win another title, these back-to-back titles as they attempt to go for a three-peat this season right here.
Yep.
And, you know, I say, why not? Let's give it a shot. I mean, I know he has no front office, you know, experience, but, you know, he should know talent. I mean, this guy, when he coaches, he always goes on to teams that have superstar talent. Hopefully, just like Pat Riley was able to lure, you know, LeBron James by flashing the championship rings, hopefully Phil Jackson could do the same. You know, of course, he has 11 championships as a head coach with the Lakers and the Bulls. And, of course, in addition to being a player on the Knicks, you know, when they won their only two championships, so this guy, you know, this guy knows what it's like to be a champion. Hopefully that could he could make that transition from player to head coach to now an executive with the New York Knicks, if and only if he accepts the position. So
yeah.
What's your thoughts on that, man?
I think if Phil Jackson does come back to the Knicks and becomes president of operations, then he could it would bring some promise to the Knicks. I mean, he would find some good players to surround Carmelo, and this would pretty much ensure that Carmelo returns back to the Knicks next year, and Phil Jackson will find some players to supplement Carmelo's game and hopefully help him win the championship. But, you know, I don't know what players are out there that they can get to help Carmelo. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You think they could get LeBron maybe to come to the Knicks?
That's wishful thinking. I mean, I don't see that happening, but, you know, who knows? I mean,
there's not many plays out there that they can get right now. They're going to have to wait maybe a season or two.
Yeah, especially the next season or two. Because I think in 2015, I think in the offseason of 2015, they're Rondo, Kevin Love is going to be a free agent. And I think the following year after that, Durant's going to be a free agent. So if we could re-sign Carmelo and be creative and somehow get some cap space, I should say, you know, it would be very magical, but I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, he has to agree to, you know, Phil Jackson has to agree to you know, come here.
Yep.
And, I mean, there's another thing about, you know, his commitment. I mean, you know, we know he loves to win. Is he willing to, you know, at his age, to, you know, be a full-time, you know, GM or consultant with the team? Or is it just going to be something to pass the time? I mean, because Knicks, you know, the situation with the Knicks needs undivided attention.
Yep. Yeah.
This team, I mean, it had promise with Walsh, and you know he turned the franchise around. But unfortunately, you know, Walsh was supposed to have full autonomy, and we could clearly see towards the end of his tenure with the Knicks, he didn't. So, I mean, another thing is, what were you gonna say?
No, I'm going to say, I mean, if Phil Jackson comes back, they're going to have to let him, you know, have full control of, you know, operations as far as, you know, trading players, getting free agents, scouting, drafting. He's going to have full control of that. Dolan's going to have to bow down to him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because, you know, he's going to get a blank check. You just say, hey, whatever you want, all you got to do is just put your John Hancock on the check, and you know, away we go, man.
Yep.
But another rumor going down, if he does accept the job, the head coach he would like to appoint is Steve Kerr. You know, his former player with the Bulls, and you know, Steve Kerr, he had a terrific career, you know, being a 3-point specialist and playing under Greg Popovich and of course Phil Jackson. So this guy, you know, he has a lot of experience and pedigree. So,
yeah,
that would be an interesting hire, if that is true.
I would want an experience. I mean, Steve Kerr, he's a good analyst, but I don't know if he'd be a good coach. But I mean, maybe we'll see.
Well, he does also have GM GM experience too. I think he was the GM of the Suns when. Just before, what's his name, D'Antoni left and went to us.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I don't know. We would have to see with that. I don't want someone experienced, though, if he's as a head coach for the Knicks.
I mean, I would definitely agree with that. But then again, anyone you hire, they're basically going to have to look over their shoulder. You know, is Phil Jackson going to come out of retirement?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So whoever you got, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Anybody you hire is gonna have that shadow of Phil Jackson, you know, potentially coming back to coach if you know the dream does come true and Knicks actually do get some superstar players, kind of like what happened with Spoelstra it happened with Riley Stan Van Gundy, when Stan Van Gundy was coaching the team, and then Pat Riley came out of retirement, got them to win the championship, and then afterwards he basically handed off the job to Spoelstra.
Right, right.
So that could be a similar situation, but hey, you know, hopefully he takes the position, and Knicks can, you know, somehow get some superstar players, you know.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope something similar can happen with the Knicks. But
exactly.
We'll see what decision Phil Jackson makes.
Exactly. Like I've been thinking these past couple of days or the past couple of years with Phil Jackson rumors to the Knicks, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Because the rumors right now is that he's leaning towards taking the position, but, you know, until he signed on the dotted line, I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because I don't know if you want to have – because that's not going to be an easy position.
It's not.
So we'll see if he decides to take it.
It'll
be great for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be the toughest position, the toughest, you know, NBA position. Taking care of the Knicks, I mean, with their salary cap problems and, you know, the list goes on. I mean, the Knicks really need to get this right.
Yeah. Yep.
But let's instead of switching to the Knicks, you know, probable stuff that could happen to the Knicks, let's talk about actual things that are happening to the Knicks right now. Of course, we know, has so far been a lost season for the Knicks. But these last couple of days, Knicks have shown some life. You know, they won 3 straight. You know, obviously they weren't facing the Spurs or the Thunder or anything, any team like that, or Pacers. But in any case, you know, they're winning 3 in a row. They're actually playing better. You know, hopefully they could keep this run going. I think they're 3.5 behind the 8 and final spot, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, let's be honest here. With 9 games left, they're not gonna make the playoffs.
I'm telling you, they're not gonna. I've said it for months. They're not making the playoffs. I mean,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like they're beating up on the Spurs or the Thunder or Pacers or Rockets or anything like that. I mean, they're
exactly.
You know, they're beating up on comparable talent, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's about time they're actually beating up on teams that you know, they should be beating up on.
Yeah, but too little, too late. You know?
It is too little, too late. It's too late now.
Too little, too late. So they should have been playing like this, you know, earlier in the season instead of now.
Exactly. And if Phil Jackson don't come here, man, Carmelo's leaving, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Because I don't know if you heard, there was rumors that Carmelo Anthony was talking to Joakim Noah, you know, around the All-Star break, and basically Noah was basically pitching him to come to the, you know, to the Bulls, you know, where he can win a championship. And according to reports, Melo was saying, you know, was basically saying that, you know, Derrick Rose is his son's favorite player. And of course, yeah, as you would know, I mean, any NBA fan could tell you that, you know, Chicago, you know, that team, man, it's a very intriguing team. I mean, that's the team, to be honest with you. I thought if LeBron James wasn't coming to the Knicks, and if he wasn't re-signing with the Cavaliers, I thought he was going to go to the Bulls.
Yeah.
He grew up a Bulls fan, you know, so I thought he was going to do that. You know, I thought he was going to go to the Bulls. I thought Bulls would have been his second or third option, basically.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, Carmelo is also going to have a big decision on his hand after the season ends, whether he wants to stay or whether he wants to go to another team. So.
Oh, yeah. That team would be scary. My goodness. Carmelo on with Noah and Boozer and Derrick Rose, if he's healthy again. I mean,
yeah, they'll
that's
be
scary.
A good team. Yeah.
That'd be more dangerous than the Heat.
Oh yeah, the Heat.
My goodness.
The Heat are, you know, they're losing a little bit.
Yeah.
Because after the season ends, you know, who knows if LeBron is gonna opt out and become a free agent, and you know, Dwayne Wade is losing his abilities as he's getting older.
And plus, he's always been injury prone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that possibility too.
Mm-hmm.
But shoot, the only thing I care about is hopefully the Knicks can, you know, and find a way to re-sign this guy and, you know, try to put a championship caliber team, man.
Yeah.
Man, we haven't had one since, what, 2000, basically.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I know. So hopefully they can get this act together. And speaking of the aforementioned LeBron James, he returned to Cleveland. What day was that, Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Saturday? I can't even remember. When he, you know, he came to support his friend and former teammate, Zydrenis Ilgauskas, you know, since his number 11 is being retired by the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, congratulations to him, you know.
And congrats.
You know, he had a great career with the Cavaliers. I mean, he was with them even when they were like a laughing stock before LeBron James showed up. So, I mean, kudos to him.
I know he was a good player for their franchise, but I don't know. I question why they retired his jersey, because he wasn't really a great player, and he had some seasons where he was injury prone.
Right.
So I question why the Cavaliers would do that, but then again, they're the Cavaliers, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they were just honoring a guy who spent most of his career as a Cavalier until he, what, didn't he, like, briefly, like, what was it, last year when he signed with the Heat, I think?
Oh, no, was it 2011.
Well, who did he sign with?
His last year in the NBA was 2011 with the Heat.
Oh, with the Heat. And that was the year they lost, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the first year. Right, when they lost to the finals. I think, to the Mavericks. The year,
yeah.
Mavericks won.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, other than that, you know, he's spent his other, he spent practically his entire career with the Cavaliers.
Yeah, but he had a good career with the Cavaliers, you know.
Yeah. I think it's well-deserved. I mean, I know he's not like a – he's not – obviously he's not LeBron James, but, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers need – the fans need something to cheer about. I mean, obviously, you know, they have, you know, Irving, who's, you know, is a very good player, very good young player. But,
yeah.
You know, they need something to cheer about.
True.
What was I going to say? But, you know, that was a good gesture by LeBron to show up, you know, support to his friend and, you know, get some, you know, potential negative backlash, you know, for him returning.
Hey, maybe, like I said, maybe LeBron opts out of his contract and goes back to the Cavaliers. It could happen.
It is possible. I mean, it is possible. You know, because maybe it doesn't set right with him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because once he left, you know, he was a villain for you know, that 1 year. And then when he won the championship, you know, everybody's, you know, basically, you know, kissing his feet again.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears to, you know, spring training. You know, the Mets season, they're going to start on March 31st. So, you know, baseball is just around the corner. And in spring training, the Mets just beat up on the Braves. Like, what was the final score? 8-2? I know it don't matter, but, you know, it was, interesting, you know, to see them beat up the Braves, I guess. But, let's shift gears. Oh, before I do that, Matt Harvick believes he's going to pitch this year, even though he had Tommy John surgery.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
He's very optimistic.
He is very optimistic. I wish him the best. Hopefully he doesn't rush himself, because that's what it looks like he's trying to do, because he's scaring me, man.
Yeah.
I do not want him to be rushing himself, injuring himself, and then he's going to be gone 2015, 2016, or God forbid how long he's going to be.
Yeah, you've got to take it slow. Don't rush.
Exactly. And, you know, with the Yankees, I think, what's his name? Pineda, I think he pitched recently, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think he finally made an appearance. I mean, he hasn't pitched with the Yankees. Well, he hasn't made his Yankee debut yet.
Yeah, he injured last year.
So,
yeah.
You know, for the Yankees,
pitches.
Hopefully, you know, he can stay, he can, you know, get healthy and, you know, see what he could do for the Yankees.
Yeah, we need arms this year. So if he could come back healthy and pitch like he did in Seattle, then we could be a great team.
Yeah, absolutely. With Tanaka, if he can live up to the hype, you know,
Kuroda
pitch as well as he did in the first half. And CeCe, you bounce back from his worst, you know, year of his career.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Derek Jeter's, you know, this is the farewell tour for Jeter. So, you know, there's going to be two consecutive years that's going to be a memorable season for, you know, the Bronx Bombers.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, let's switch to, you know, WWE. You know, WrestleMania is going to come in, what is it, April 7th, I think?
I think so.
Yeah, what was I going to say? And, you know, the big news is that basically Paul Bearer is you know, he's finally going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Congratulations to the late, great Paul Bearer.
Yeah, congrats.
And he joins a star-studded class, the Ultimate Warrior, Jake the Snake Roberts, and, of course, the former women's champion, Lita.
Yeah, that's a great class for this year.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, Hogan's coming back tomorrow, and he has a big announcement. So I'm assuming he's going to officially announce that the WrestleMania 1 matchup is going to be into the, you know, inducted, and which would mean Mr. T finally goes in. That's my speculation.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's going to announce Sting is coming to the WWE. Who knows? I mean, we'll have to wait and see tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I think the first scenario seems more likely.
Or maybe, you know, Mr. T might be getting inducted by himself. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, that too. Because to be honest with you, I'd prefer Mr. T to get inducted by himself anyway.
Yeah.
I think he's the number one celebrity that should be inducted.
Yeah, because we don't have any, there's no celebrities yet inducted so far, so.
Oh, you have a point there. Yeah, there
maybe
is no.
He might be it, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because I think the whole idea of inducting a match is kind of stupid.
It is.
Because you're going to make, at this rate, people are going to be multiple time, you know, WWE Hall of Famer, of Famers. I think it should be an elite group, you know, Hogan,
I agree.
You know, right now, and, you know, as a member of NWO. And, of course, Ric Flair, he got inducted as a singles wrestler and, of course, as a member of, you know, the Four Horsemen. So
yeah.
I think it should be an elite, you know what I mean, elite WWE, you know, Hall of Famer that should be get inducted twice. So far, it's, you know, only Ric Flair.
Yeah.
But I think if they start inducting matches, people are going to be like, 10-time WWE Hall of Famers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to get ridiculous.
Yeah, it's dumb. Just induct wrestlers alone. Don't induct matches
exactly.
Or events. Stupid.
Exactly. So hopefully tomorrow he'll announce Mr. T goes in by himself and not as a match. But, hey, if he has to go in with the match for Mr. T to finally get his just due, then, you know, fine with me.
Yeah.
And the main reason why Mr. T hasn't been in is because reportedly he was offended that, you know, Drew Carey and, well, especially Pete Rose. He was offended that Pete Rose went into the Hall of Fame when he didn't even go into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Because,
yeah,
you know, WWE wanted to, you know, take a jab at the MLB. But I totally agree with Mr. T. They should have put Mr. T in first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean,
especially for a guy who actually wrestled.
Yeah. For real, I mean, it goes without saying. And Drew Carey, I mean, I think, what's his name, Pete Rose is more deserving than Drew Carey is. I mean, Drew Carey has no business being in the Hall of Fame. No disrespect to the guy. He seemed like a nice guy, but, you know, he has no business being in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I mean, agree
with you.
At least Pete Rose, you know, sold, you know, Kane's tombstones and, he had some memorable WWE moments, even though he got his butt kicked. But Drew Carey, his only biggest stuff for him to be inducted is that he competed in the Royal Rumble, if you want to call it competing, because he went inside the ring, and as literally as Kane popped up in the Royal Rumble, I think this was the 2001. He eliminated himself.
Oh, right.
He eliminated himself. He got out of the ring. I mean, what the heck is that?
Yep.
At least if he got thrown out, I would have been like, okay, fine. You know, but I mean, don't get me wrong. In real life, I mean, if you're facing Kane, you have to be a genius. Yeah. You know, it doesn't take a genius for you to leave the ring. You know what I'm saying? Obviously wrestling is not real, but if that was a real scenario, I wouldn't blame him for leaving the ring. But
yeah,
come on.
And I think that was his only match also, right?
That was his only match. And then afterwards, he guest star, you know, he guest host Raw. I think, what was it, 2 years ago or so?
Yeah.
And that's all he's done in WWE. I'll tell you one thing. Cyndi Lauper deserves to go in more than he does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, she helped WWE in the 80s.
The 80s guys, like Cyndi Lauper and Mr. T, they should have definitely gone first.
Oh, me and you are on the same page. What's his name? Donald Trump. I mean, he helped, you know, promote WrestleMania 4 and 5.
Yeah.
At his, you know, his Caesar's Palace. I mean, that's what Mike Tyson, too. I mean, he helped at WrestleMania 15?
Yeah,
no, 14, I should say.
He was a referee.
With Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be interesting what's going to go down tomorrow. And hopefully Daniel Bryan will somehow get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, not a Hall of Fame, into the main event.
The main event,
Batista and Orton for the title. Oh, yeah, and one more honorable mention. That was an awesome promo by Paul Heyman, as usual. I mean, WWE really got us thinking Punk would return.
Yeah, I thought that CMO was going to come out for a second there.
Yeah, and in the end too, because they made it like a scenario that he would just rush in at the end too. So it was interesting. I mean, and another thing, Raw was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
It was awesome. I mean, had they actually gave the fans what they wanted, I bet you CM Punk wouldn't have left.
Yeah,
and the fans wouldn't have been you know. PO'd with the company for the past 6 months. You know,
we could still see CM Punk, maybe. Who knows?
I hope so. Hey, I wish this is a work. I don't mind. Sometimes it's good to be fooled.
Yeah.
You know, if they actually fooled us, I mean, hey, I applaud them. But I think this is legit. I think they will throw Vince will throw the right amount of money at Punk to convince him to come back. But if he doesn't come back at WrestleMania, man, you know he's really
gone.
Ticked off with the company. He's gone, man. He ain't
probably
coming
back. See him in TNA.
Maybe. That'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If he went to TNA, man, that would actually get some eyes over there too.
Yeah.
Not to mention with MVP over there now. I mean, that would actually get some people to watch even more.
Yeah, it's TNA's, you know, still nowhere on WWE's level. So
yeah, it will never be because WWE, even CM Punk said in his pipe bomb, he said that, you know, basically, you know, he's just a spoke on the wheel, and basically, you know, he's irreplaceable. And, you know, WWE as a brand is so powerful, you could just replace anybody, and you know, WWE's still going to be successful, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened in WWE. You know, people that you used to see, like, main eventers for, like, years, and then afterwards for months, you're like, where did that guy go? You know what I'm saying?
They just disappear.
They just disappear, and you don't even realize it until just when the person returns, you're like, oh, shoot, that guy was gone. Like, Sheamus, I mean.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
I didn't even know he was gone. Or Big Show. Big Show just came back, what was it, on Raw. And I didn't even realize he was gone.
Yeah, I forgot about him, too.
You know what I'm saying? That's how WWE is. You know, they don't promote you when you're gone.
Yep.
And they don't promote you if they feel like, you know, you're not, I guess they don't feel like promoting you, and you'll forget about them until they bring you back. You have anything you would like to say?
Well, no, just check out my show, iMac, so Saturdays at 11, and check out this show, Sports Over Legend, every Sundays at 6.
You heard the guy. Check out both shows, and, you know, we'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend, and enjoy watching sports.